the ITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit. Visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into December. Monday, December 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. We got a great show lined up. Lots of information for you. Black Friday sales are continuing across the board for all of our sponsors. We're excited. Everybody's agreed to go with Cyber Monday today through Friday, this Friday, December 6th. Now, this Friday at 5 p.m., December 6th, all of our specials and our promotions for Black Friday sales are over. The only one that's going to be continuing on is MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. They're carrying their sales all the way through Christmas. I talked to them this morning, and they said that they will be honoring the discount code, the discount code Trucker Randy through Friday, December 27th. So you got time to do your Christmas shopping, 50, 60, 70, 80% off, plus free shipping, mypillow.com. Just text me MP MyPillow. I'll give you the 800 number. I'll give you the website. I'll give you the promo code. Missy's Black Friday sale is continuing on through this Friday. We're going to have her on in the second hour. We're going to talk about that with her. Also, we have gift certificates available everywhere. Tom and Karen Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing. You're not sure what firearm a family member might be interested in buying. You're not sure if what ammo they need. You can call Tom and Karen Curtis, get a gift certificate, and they can come in and shop after Christmas and buy basically whatever they want from Curtis Gunsmithing. We've got gift certificates at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. That makes a great stocking stuffer. If you want to get somebody a $50 gift card, $100 for a family, whatever you would like, gift cards are available, ironpigsmoke.com. We've got discount sales going on everywhere through this Friday. So we're excited. We're saving you guys money. We're going to make you healthier in the new year. We're going to get you off of all your medications. You're going to feel better. We've got a great show lined up. I'm so excited. Just great show today. Going to be monitoring what Lansing is going to start doing possibly as early as tomorrow. One Democrat in the House claims to be sick. Not sure if it's COVID-19. I'm not sure what it is. But supposedly this one lone Democrat could stop the lame duck session starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday of this week. If that one lone Democrat doesn't show up, they don't have 56 votes. They have 55. They don't have enough votes in the House. The only thing I can call this is God's divine plan. That's the only thing I can attribute it to. Because if that Democrat was there, was healthy, and in Lansing tomorrow, they can ram this stuff through starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday of this week. I believe they're going to have 3 weeks of lame duck. They'll be out of there on December the 19th. Got a great show lined up for you. A short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Got a great story lined up right here out of the gate. Lansing going back into session tomorrow. This comes to us from MERS News Service. Greatly, greatly appreciate the information they provide to us. Legislative agenda not going to be put out until tomorrow morning. Why? Why would that be? If they look at things, basically, the bills that they want to ram through, well, quote of the day came on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, to House Majority Floor Leader Abraham Ayesh of Hamtramck. When asked about whether members will be given exceptions from session for the first week of the lame duck, quote of the day, "We expect every member to participate in session as long as they are physically able to be there." Again, this breaking story we got on Friday. Well, attendance issues could hamper the Dems in the lame duck. Kind of an interesting twist on this now. House Democrats conceded on Wednesday before Thanksgiving that they will be working with minority Republicans during the lame duck session as attendance issues have surfaced within the majority caucus. Again, 110 state representatives in the House of Representatives in Lansing, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Anything to pass in the House requires 56 votes. If they have one Democrat who's ill, not able to be there, they don't have 56. So what does that mean? They have to work with the minority party Republicans, 54 Republicans, during this lame duck session. The news comes as the office of Governor Gretchen Whitmer reports that meetings have been scheduled to talk about economic development and roads, along with other issues, with leaders of both caucuses, including House Minority Leader Matt Hall, this week. MERS has learned a Democratic House member has alerted leadership that a health issue will prevent her, now we know at least it's a woman, prior to this last week, we didn't know if it was a man or a woman Democrat, health issue will prevent her from attending sessions for at least this week. A call to that member and the member's office failed to provide clarification regarding her potential availability during the entire lame duck session. The member that works for this person, this state representative, told MERS that the state representative is unavailable, and they ended the call. Which basically, they hung up on him. Well, again, the issue of attendance during the lame duck, this lame duck, is critical. Given the Democrats' slim 56-54 majority in the House, the absence of one Democratic member would prevent any bill in the House from passing strictly on party line votes. So what does that mean? Well, if they want to get anything done in this lame duck session, yes, snow on the ground, cold temperatures, election was over on November 5th, basically called the next day. They are going to try to ram through a bunch of bucket list items that Democrats want, but they need this sick or absent Democrat to participate. If they don't get her back into Lansing, they're not going to pass anything along party line votes. Well, here's another little wrinkle. Why is the legislative agenda not going to be released until tomorrow? Well, the meeting has to take place today, Monday, December 2nd. The quadrant. You will have the governor, the lieutenant governor, Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, and the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks from Grand Rapids. They have to meet to discuss what items, what bills, what issues, what agenda items they really want to pass, and are they going to be able to get them passed with Republican votes? That requires them networking with Matt Hall, the incoming Speaker of the House, in January. Because of the big turnout for the Republicans in November 5th general election we had just basically a few weeks ago, Republicans now have 58-52 Democrats. Republicans were able to flip 4 seats. So now they have 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. Nothing is going to be passed in Lansing for the next 2 years unless the Republicans are on board in the House. Well, here is the problem. Starting today, December 2nd, running all the way through Pearl Harbor Day, this coming Saturday, December 7th, 2024, not 1941, this year, this entire week, including Saturday, the National Black Caucus of State Legislators are meeting in Washington, D.C. Here's the problem. Michigan House Speaker Joe Tate of Detroit is listed as a featured guest speaker Wednesday afternoon. House Democratic spokesperson Jeff Travers said the speaker will be attending that event virtually because his plans are to be in Lansing for session that day. But however, he will speak to the National Black Caucus of State Legislators in Washington, D.C. remotely. So basically, they'll have him on a Zoom link on a big screen talking on a video Zoom meeting into this Black Caucus thing. The process that we're looking at here is the fact that the Democrats need to be in session this week, next week, the following week, in order to get their agenda items done. But with this sick, single woman, state representative, Democrat, not able to come in this week, puts a huge, huge damper on what they're going to be able to accomplish. The other question whether other black state representatives plan on attending the conference in Washington, D.C. in person. Because participation from Michigan legislators in the past has always been in question. But legislative leaders are urging their members to please stay in Lansing because of the lame duck session. The same is also true for another conference. The State Innovation Exchange, a progressive, liberal policy group that's active here in Michigan, is holding its first national conference, I love this, December the 11th through December 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. That would be 2 days next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, December 4th, but next Wednesday, December the 11th, and Thursday, December 12th, they're holding their first national conference that week. While none of the Michigan state legislators are listed as speakers, Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development Director Tim Boring and Michigan's SIX Director Tom Leonard have speaking slots on the schedule. Tom Leonard, of course, Republican, former Speaker of the House. However, they're speaking at a very liberal, progressive policy group, meaning these people have been lobbying, probably donating to the Democrats here in Michigan. As a result, they're expecting these Democrats to be in Atlanta, Georgia next week. So again, House Majority Floor Leader Abraham Ayesh of Hamtramck, we expect every member to participate in session as long as they're physically able to be here. We're not making exceptions for any conferences. Well, one of their chairs, I love this story. This is God's divine providence, folks. This is amazing. State Senator Erica Geese, Democrat of Taylor, is the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus in the Senate chamber. Again, 38 state senators. 20 are Democrats, 18 are Republicans. If Erica Geese decides to go to these conferences, they don't have enough votes to pass anything in the Senate chamber. She, being the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, is urging members to make wise choices, taking into account that these conferences overlap with our lame duck session here in Lansing. What they do with that and where they believe they need to be is entirely up to them, end quote, said Senator Erica Geese. Going to stop the story right there for a second. You've got a sick female black representative, I believe, because of they bringing up this black caucus conference. I could be wrong. Could be a white woman. But because she can't be there in the House, they're down to 55. The chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, Erica Geese of Taylor, is saying now they are not making the lame duck session here in Lansing mandatory. What these members decide to do with that...